He's got four beverage dispensers, two mugs.
And no booze right now.
So those are both coffee?
One's coffee, one's water.
Okay, one mug looks like it was used to hydrate a village in Mumbai. It looks filthy.
Why would you hydrate a village in Mumbai?
Because
why would you
Indians
do that?
Don't get enough water. Then you got water, then you got another coffee. So you have two coffee mugs, a coffee cup, and a water.
And we toss them as we finish.
I'm simple.
I'll say.
Yeah. It's Therapy Wednesdays.
How's your therapy?
I went to therapy yesterday, so I go in and I go, look, I got a good thing and a bad thing to talk about, so I'm not sure what you, I had a great day with my daughter and my kid because we played with the wagon and stuff, and then I go, but I've been ecstatic.
Did you use that word?
I go, I've been so full of joy, and this may sound sociopathic to you, let me know, but I go, a guy died, and I could not be happier. And he just looked at me, and I was like, I know. You're preaching to the choir here. I go, look, do I look like a young boy with a pink asshole that's Christian? And he goes, no. And I go, why are you trying to fuck me? So
he didn't get the bit?
No. So I go, I've been ecstatic. I give him the backstory on this guy and how he died and what a horrible person. And he goes, so why would you feel joy? And I said, because... There's some vindication, and I go, I know that's not proper, and I go, and right and wrong, and to see that we were
what
right.
What is his face? Is he really just stoic the whole time? It's like, he doesn't...
He's listening, he's not judging.
But he doesn't even flinch. He's like, go on. He doesn't go like, he doesn't make a single face.
He's a therapist. He's not supposed to be like...
I'm just genuinely curious.
So I tell him all this, and he's like, so why? And then they make you trace it back to why. So my answer was, you know, he's a bad person, and what we did was right. And he's like, well, this isn't about comedy. This is about why do you feel joy? And I go, well, it's better than choke, the other emotion.
It's not an emotion.
That's what he said. And I go, well, it was for him when he died because he choked on his own vomit. And so we had a chat, and then we had to bring it back to why I felt that I had to be extraordinary, and in our pursuit of attempting to be extraordinary, how that aggravates people. And then he brought it back to when I was pushed off a playground when I was five.
He did not.
Yeah. And then he's like, "What did your parents? Did your parents love you?" Like, and I was like, "Well, they sued the school." And he goes, "Oh boy," and I go, "Well, that's love, right?" And he's like,
"Isn't your dad a doctor, lawyer?"
Yeah, through the school, because there was no, there wasn't proper supervision. I was pushed off a playground. My face was mangled. I would have been a woman model if I didn't have this accident. We sued for $8.7 million. We were awarded $13,000, but we sued for $8.7 million. And so that's it. We sued. Ain't no shame in this game.
Is that an emotion? So what emotion did you feel? Sue.
Yeah, sue.
It felt sue.
We sued. And so he brought it back to that. And then how does it make you? And then right at the end of the session, I got real sad.
Really
sad. I was like, yeah. It's like, what if your parents were the parents to your daughter? How would she feel? I'm like, I don't know. So much of it is made up bullshit.
Yes.
Where you're just like, you just want to say like, okay, but what about just you go through life and you do something you love and you work and try and love people, right? Not enough. You have to have emotions. So I've learned I'm cut off from most of my emotions. So
you're emotionally crippled.
No, I'm emotionally able.
No.
Yes, I'm not crippled. I have at least an emotion or two now.
That's emotionally mature.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you take your son? If I were to take your legs and cut them off, what would you be?
We can't even disagree because you're emotionally crippled.
Yeah, so you're not even having the same conversation as us.
I took my... I was... Here's how emotional I am.
Hey, you can't commit to a relationship.
I can't.
72 years old. You,
no,
your ex-girlfriend's coming on the show tomorrow.
She's coming by. That's going to be great.
And I want you guys to make up and move in together. She's been very vocal online saying she wants to have a baby. Yeah, you want to have a baby. You like doing sex.
Who doesn't love doing sex? Sometimes with other people.
Yeah. So I think you should have a baby with Alex.
I took my cat into the vet yesterday for her pre-spaying whatever.
Yeah.
And I was beside myself. I felt so bad that they were going to, you know, just fucking poke the hell out of her and stuff. That's emotion.
You went in with yourself?
No, I went in with my cat.
And how were you standing beside yourself?
No, that's an expression showing an emotion of how I was so beside myself. I was two people. I don't know what it means, but I was. Really? Go eat your fucking eggs, Garrett. And I'll tell you something else. If you want to adopt an animal, go by that veterinary hospital, because everyone with their pet saw mine and said, my fucking pet is hideous. It's ugly. And they abandoned their pet right there.
What?
It's because they saw my cat. They saw how perfect my cat was. So they abandoned all their animals right there.
You said that they said your cat was ugly. Oh, they said my cat is hideous.
They said they threw their arms up and just left their animals.
All right.
That's how emotional I am about my cat.
So my wife's away. She's got strep throat, apparently. Thank God I didn't catch that. She went away. She got strep throat.
Whenever you
keep doing this, I keep touching my glands today to make sure I don't get
sick. Gotta get an Asian chick to come touch your glands.
That's a good idea. Garrett, can you get me find out where there's a rub and tug that I could go just to, I was thinking I'd treat myself today, go buy some new ripped jeans at American Eagle and get my dick beat.
Might even skip the jeans.
No, I want the jeans real bad. But
how come we don't go to Flag and Anthem and get ourselves some new jeans?
I like American Eagle jeans. They're very comfortable.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. No, there's a free
club. And last night, yesterday I had a whole home day. I went home. I was like, what should I do? And I go, nothing. So I binge-watched the new Ricky Gervais series where the guy smokes heroin, didn't choke on his own vomit and die.
No, didn't.
So I guess you can smoke heroin. Is that the point, Garrett? You can smoke it as long as you don't shoot it?
Yeah, that's always good.
Did you see the episode where the guy's job made about 12,000 stickers for him? And then they just left them all over the office for the rest of the episodes.
Did not watch that episode.
They put a billboard in Midtown form.
It must be.
He showed up in one of the last 17 episodes halfway through. Did you see that?
It was only 6 episodes. Okay. It's a Ricky Gervais series called Afterlife. Very dark, very good. So I watched that, and then I was like, I'm going to barbecue. I made some burgers on the grill. Great grill. Goes up to 600 like that.
It's right on the ground, right?
No, it's standing up. And then I started to watch the Leaf game, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go out. So I went to the cigar place in Queens, took my laptop with me, and watched the Leafs get pummeled by the Predators.
Predators.
What a shit game. And I watched Zdeno Chara beat the crap out of one of the aisles last night.
Really?
No one can fight this guy. He's a fucking monster. They need to bring in like a black gang member, just teach him how to skate, and get him to shiv Zdeno Chara. I think that'd make hockey so much more. He's fucking Frankenstein on skates. I used to go to the games and I would heckle him and I'd be like, why don't you go back to the Fantastic Forest?
How could you go from such a great joke to that? You yelled that in public.
It wasn't fantastic. My brain doesn't work anymore. I can't get the words that I want to say. Enchanted Forest. That's what, yesterday I was trying to think of the term fair use because the documentary is being produced and where I got a Heineken commercial that I did and we were using
Neil Patrick Harris.
We're using it in the documentary and they wouldn't give us approval to use it. They keep shifting us to like, oh, you have to contact Neil Patrick Harris. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that next time I'm dancing in a fag bar. Where am I going to bump into Neil Patrick Harris?
What did
Harris?
They say when you said that?
Yeah. Oh, I hope to bump into him at the AIDS clinic next week. Where am I going to bump into fucking Neil Patrick Harris? Oh, okay. Next time I'm at a glory hole at a rest stop over the Grover Cleveland fucking... I can't get words anymore.
Did you wind up saying also, did you bump into him in the Enchanted Forest?
The fantastic rest stop. Was the Enchanted rest stop? Oh, worst. Okay, yeah. I'll talk to Neil Patrick Harris next time I'm blowing him in an Equinox steam room. Where am I going to bump into fucking Neil Patrick Harris? So there's a thing called fair use where if you make a documentary, you can take these clips
right.
and use them because it's fair use. So I'm doing that. Comedy Central never got back to us. It's been 4 months we've been going through legal with Comedy Central to use a clip of me.
And this is not happening.
Yeah.
Just giving you some love.
Yeah. So it's that's it. So we're using fair use. And yesterday I couldn't think of the word words fair use.
You got to take Ginkgo biloba.
I don't like chinks.
No, don't know. It's an herb. It's an herb that's good for you. Who's this?
I do like drinks. Racist Teddy. Good timing. I just said that for him. We got a hell of a show. What's up, Teddy?
Ted-alicious.
Nothing like a Coors Tall Boy at 9:10 in the morning. You know, this will be your fifth drink holder.
My fifth what?
Drink holder.
What's a drink holder? Oh, drink holder. The other two are gone. We caught up.
Show can't be shit. Here's what's happening. West Side Comedy Club, April 1st. Comedians of the Compound. Me, Gino, Dave Landau, Pat Dixon, Kevin Brennan, Shane Gillis.
You got Gillis?
Gillis isn't easy yet.
What's that?
Gillis isn't easy yet. He's the easiest get out of everybody.
It was an easy get. I thought you said he wasn't easy.
What?
His answering machine just says beep.
Gillis is going to blow up like within a year because the industry loves him and he's very funny.
I'm used to watching people get right by.
Speed right by. It's amazing. But the industry's dead now. I think Tim Dillon is the last guy that kind of will extraordinarily make it through the industry hoops.
You know who says it with conviction? And he's brilliant. He was on Morning yesterday. You love him. Talking about him all the time. Andrew Schultz. He's like,
yeah, I saw him.
He says, he's like, just. He's like, the industry's dead. These kids.
Paul, you faggot. What's up? Put Paul through. I got to talk to him. He's going to rub it in my face about Zdeno Chara. How are you, Paul?
Hey, Aaron. How's the Leafs doing,
Bob? Dude, I hate Chara. I love him. He's too big to play hockey. There should be a fucking size rule. He should play basketball back in Slovakia, wherever his family flew him in.
Yeah, Czechoslovakia, some shit. He's a monster, bro.
Look, I'm very worried. I know we're going head to head. I don't know what happened to the Leafs. I want to think that it was Babcock being like, hey, let's take the foot off the gas going into the playoffs and save it up. But now I watch them and I'm like, oh God, they're not playing like the team that they were. And this has happened repeatedly and they didn't make the changes they had to make. And Boston's a really good team, really physical. You saw them trounce over the Isles last night. But I also don't think Boston has the depth to go all the way this year. But I think they'll make, you know, I hate to say it. I really want the Leafs to beat them in the first round, but the way they're playing, they don't deserve to.
It's gonna be a great series, just like last year. Mm-hmm. I always say this to Leafs fans. On paper, you guys are 20 times the team, talent-wise. But you don't match up well with us for whatever reason.
Yeah, but you're also a much more physical team, and we got nobody to answer that. So you get physical, you get under our skin, then you got Kadri doing his little Allahu Akbar hits.
You can't say that.
Yep.
Yeah, and he gets so angry because we have no physicality. All they had to do was get, like, a real fucking tough guy, which there's not a lot of anymore. Most of them hang themselves. Remember Wade Belak a few years ago? He did the old Brooklyn open mic, fucking hung himself.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
Sean Avery's doing comedy
Brooklyn
now,
open mic.
Sean Avery's doing comedy now, too. He's getting coached by, who's the comedian who's a huge hockey fan in New York? He's been on Brennan's show a few times. Big Rangers fan. I don't know. I can't remember his fucking name.
Oh,
he's coaching Sean Avery on how to do comedy.
There's an ex, for you might even know this, Paulie. There's an ex-Flyer who was at the show me, you, and Brennan did at the beach that time. He does comedy now, too. He's an ex-Flyer from like 15, 20 years ago.
Ron Hextall.
Not sexy Hexy. Not
Eric Lindros.
Who?
Eric Lindros.
He's dead.
He's not dead.
Get the fuck out of here.
Eric Lindros isn't dead.
Here's what I know about hockey. Peter Zezel's dead.
You
Same
confused
guy.
Him with an Indian open micer that choked on his own vomit.
Brooklyn open.
Eric Lindros does not sound dead. Like Mahuna Manahana Sandi.
I met a guy but I don't pretend to know hockey. I'm enjoying listening to you talk about it. I shouldn't have said a word. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, I like to go to the playoff games. I usually fly up to Toronto to watch them, but it's going to be a hell of a series, but they are not playing good hockey. And the Islanders are slipping, too. This happens all the time.
Yeah,
that's
Matt.
That's what I was just going to say. I'm talking to Stancil and Matt about it. The Islanders are fucking a dumpster fire after they were playing so good all season.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. If the Leafs the Leafs were in second or third all year, and then they're fucking dropping so badly, and no one's going to beat Tampa, by the way. It's like no one's going to fucking beat Tampa
thing,
this
man.
Year. Yeah.
If we get by Tampa, we're winning the cup. Other than that, no fucking chance. But that will be another good series if we can get past you guys. That's a good segue into my next point about heroin addicts who choke on their own vomit if they're brown people.
Yeah.
I just found out the story. I heard from Rich Osborne. He gave me the background on the guy, because it went over my head yesterday when you guys were talking about it.
Yeah.
Something went over your head, Paulie? That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. That's That's a deep cut on In Hot Water. I just passed the Railroad Spike episode, so I knew that part.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who the dude was.
Yeah, it was her boyfriend, and he was very vocal. He called for Gino and I to be canceled from comedy because it was all about a false narrative, you know, where there was a joke sent in. This girl thought it was about her, so that turned into a threat. And then that one threat turned into, she's getting so many threats. And then this guy, in between praying to Allah and facing Mecca, decided to write. So I'm like, why are you worried about us? Why don't you go save your family members in New Zealand?
and do me a favor. And I, this goes, Paul, the racist Teddy, all you guys. When I do inevitably get so hammered, I get behind the wheel of a car or fall in front of a train on the subway, don't, you know, sugarcoat and be like, oh, poor Gino. He's just in the wrong place at the wrong time. He was a drunk. He fucking drove drunk. He fucking got in front of a train. Don't be like, oh, the poor guy just, the guy choked on his own. No, the guy's a fucking faggot who can't handle his, oh, God damn it.
You always use the word faggot.
Because it means nothing to me. It doesn't mean gay.
Yeah, but you need to pick a better insulting word. The guy is.
I apologize that I grew up in a time where that didn't mean anything other than.
Pick something more specific. He wasn't gay. He would just swallow vomit.
He wouldn't swallow semen. He'd swallow vomit. And I apologize for using that word. I don't mean anything.
So pick a different term. What's a better term for a man like that?
Dead muzzy.
There you go.
The guy's
a dead muzzy, but you have to say something when he was alive. What would you call him? The guy was.
I wouldn't call him ever. I'm in the industry.
The guy was.
I would never call him. I'm in comedy. Why would I call him?
The guy was an AIDS-y camel husband.
that's better than what I just said.
Yes.
That's more politically correct.
You can't say that word anymore. You're going to get banned from hosting the Oscars. That's what I
Aaron.
And I'll say it again. Aaron, I don't mean it with hate towards. I love gay people. I have a film from college.
No, you don't.
Teddy,
you don't know
really
any
like.
Of them. You don't know any gay people.
I can call
You're
three gay people right now.
People.
What's my home phone number? Not important.
See, that's not. He knows zero gay.
Are
people.
You out of your mind? I can call. I know.
I blew a dude. I'm allowed to say it.
Why are you yelling that?
He's right there.
Gary.
I thought that was anal.
I don't care.
What? My phone was ringing.
Nothing.
I hate that he's funnier than.
Paul, thanks for calling.
Wait, what's the what's?
I gotta get out of
what's
here.
What's the gene thing, Paul?
Oh yeah, tell me about the jeans.
Oh, real quick, Aaron, buy Lucky Brand, bro. You won't be disappointed. Most comfortable jeans.
Lucky Brand, but they don't fit as well. American Eagle fits real. All right, I'll go check them out. I'll let you know what I bought tomorrow. Bro. Thanks, Paul.
Like later, boys.
There's a pube on the table.
Not mine.
I think it was Brennan's. I gotta go wash my hands.
It's a rotation play.
Hey, get in there.
Check out Avery talking shit about the Islanders.
Hey! Paulie, thank you for the call. Oh, fucking Paulie's great, dude. Yeah, I wear the Lucky Brand. I do. I find them very comfy. I find the Lucky Brand comfy.
They're expensive, though.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. I get mine, like, there's a Marshalls right in my place. And they seem okay. They seem okay. But I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I just buy regular Levi's off the thing. There you go. Oh, there you go. That's a little fucking therapy for Berg. And again, I'll say it. I apologize for using that word. I do. But really, I apologize that it means nothing to me.
We just caught you apologizing, Gino. We are right now canceling your entire career. Hang on one second.
I can do that on my own.
Let me see if I can get it. We've just pulled up your videotaped set on an actual videotape from Caroline's in 1996.
It's
canceled.
It's close to that.
You're
I don't
canceled.
Know how you found that old clip. That clip's like 2005.
Yep.
Imagine the fucking baby face on you.
Oh, dude, they were showing it yesterday. It was incredible. By the way, this beer, my last beer until, because, so we're doing the weigh-in. Let's get you caught up now. We're waiting to hear back from Sullivan's, the bar across the street, which is a perfect place to do the boxing match.
We moved the weigh-in to Monday.
And we're doing the weigh-in on Monday because that's free Monday,
free
so
Monday,
everyone can see it.
And then the fight will be the following free Monday.
And we should be able to confirm the location right across, across the street at Sullivan's. Which is perfect. I looked upstairs. They clear out some tables.
Yeah, I'm glad you decided not to do it here. That would have been.
I mean, it's it's fucking 180 seconds. I don't last that long with women, let alone dudes. Come on, I don't see the big deal. Should be fine. Anyway.
Hey, man, it's John. We want to get the show going, man.
So that's the third worst John we have. Hey, that's including
man.
John.
Hang on. I'm gonna patch me through to me and then patch me through to Egg Watch.
I don't think you're gonna patch. There you go.
Patching through to me, man.
I was going to say something else while we're patching through about the fight, but I cannot remember. Oh, that's just it. I'm drinking Friday night at the show me and Berger are doing in Vineland. Benefit for my Aunt Aug if you come out, hang out. Maybe Saturday I'm going to some film fest. I'm probably going to be drunk the next week, okay? Forget it.
Okay, man, patching
through. Is
that
whiskey over there? Hold on.
Moving through, patching.
What are you, John? You okay?
Yeah, my train was late.
You sound very nasal today.
I'm a little nasally,
call
man.
Figs.
I woke up late.
I will call a gay person on my phone right now.
I live in Jersey, I think.
Shut up, Teddy.
Hang on, man.
That picture of us on Friday is the gayest fucking picture I've ever seen.
Man. Oh yeah, they had some fun with that.
Holy shit!
How we doing, John?
Not good.
Oh, why is it
going horribly, man?
I can honestly
I'm
getting
say. Getting married soon, man.
What's that?
Getting married.
When are you getting married, John?
In May.
You got time. I can honestly say I could start my
are you
my
coming,
day with
man?
One beer morning. What's that?
Are you coming?
I don't know that I got invited. I don't get invited to a lot of weddings in the biz, Giannis.
Okay, oh, hang on, man. My old friends from my other worker here. Hang on.
What is that? What is that picture?
Hi. Have you been injured in an automobile accident?
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
The guy next
John
to me has a goatee to make up for the fact that he doesn't have a lot of hair on his head.
Can you imagine,
over
John?
Over there is the rest of my family, man. You can tell by our noses. We all have the same noses except our dad.
Can you imagine,
I
John,
think this
being
is
your
my mom or my sister, man? My dad doesn't look like us, but that other guy totally looks like me. And so does the other guy next to him.
No, that's his old job.
Have you been injured in an automobile accident? Or are you suffering from mesothelioma? Did your vaginal netting break?
Mesh.
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 Call Serino, and Dad.
John Serino and Barnes.
Injury attorneys, 800-888-887.
Now, oh, I see what you did there. It's one digit before. Is that how you get them?
Serino and Barnes. Okay, injury attorneys, 800-888-887.
Okay.
We'll get you money if you've been injured, man.
Garrett, what did
Hello,
John...
Hello, I am a person, man, who I was hit by my shawarma cart fell
it's
on me.
It's a testimonial.
And Serino and Barnes got me $8.7 million, but then my family was killed in a mosque.
Didn't you win the claim
hey,
because...
Hey, man, have you been killed in a mosque? If you've been shot up in a mosque due to your religious beliefs, you may be entitled to salary from a class action lawsuit from Allah and partners.
It's...
Serino and Barnes, religious attorneys, 800-888, Allah Akbar.
What did John used to do that he's in that picture, Garrett?
I was a lawyer, man.
he was not a lawyer.
Sex trafficking.
Could you imagine if John was your lawyer and you're going
Serino
to court?
Serino and Barnes, do you want to fuck this guy? He'll look like your uncle with comic books.
Could you imagine if John was your lawyer and
hey,
he just
Gino,
goes in and he's
how
like,
you
come
doing,
on.
Man?
Well, good, man.
You
how are you?
Two guys that look like me?
What's that?
Nothing. Hey. Do you like girls or boys?
Girls?
Oh, this one here, she'll love you long time.
Who is that little hottie right to your right there?
I'm not sure, and I don't want to really insult John.
might be a family or an ex.
Serino and Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-888-887.
That's it.
Have you been the victim of watching a black man masturbate on the subway? You may be entitled to funds. And I didn't say fun, even though it probably was. Let us know what train a man jacked off in front of you on, and we will get you money. Let's sue
the
that African.
Through seven.
Because he Africant.
See what you did there, John.
Ask me a legal question.
What does in media res mean?
Mesothelioma.
No, it does not.
What was the question?
What does a caveat emptor mean?
Ah, of course.
No. What does it mean, Garrett? Caveat emptor.
Of course, yeah.
It means let the buyer beware.
Obvi.
He pluribus unum, am I right?
Are you guys just saying
Magna
Latin
cum laude?
What's that?
Carpe diem, huh?
Yeah.
Carpe this diem.
This is Sparta.
No, that's a movie quote. That's not even Latin.
300.
That's a movie again. That's the title.
Plato.
Did you actually use
that Greek wedding?
Were these arguments?
Mia Vardalos.
I'm done. Why I'm done? No, that's an actress who fell off the map. Probably bounced back up. Big girl.
Dom DeLuise.
Dead like Eric Lindros.
Have you been murdered in a hockey accident?
No.
Call us at Serino and Barnes. We'll get you money for you and your family. Because even if your brother played hockey and wasn't as good as you, your family is still entitled to money.
They wound up in the enchanted. No,
enchanted forest.
I'm trying to the fantastic forest as well.
Okay, man. I'm glad I got to plug my law firm. Anyways, we got to move on to Egg Watch. Beep 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 beep. Breaking news. Beep 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 beep. Breaking news.
All right, here we go. What are you doing in there?
Gino.
How you doing, legit news guy?
It's legit Nissan guy.
Legit. I keep forgetting it's day three. By the way, I'm having some trouble with that Pathfinder you sold me.
What's the problem with the Pathfinder?
There was no engine in it. They towed it up to my house and left it. There's no engine in the car.
Did you purchase the engine option?
That's an engine isn't an option on a car. It's standard. You sure your
neighbors? Let me go over the paperwork real quick. Well, let me show you Egg Watch. Here's Garrett finishing off his last egg. He's already got two of them all, you know, smashed up, shelled. The big concern is that you don't want to eat any shell.
Right.
He seems like he's getting very good at eating eggs now. He's throwing it out. He's leaving now.
Where'd he go? He's gone. Egg Watch is where'd he go?
It's all right, but...
I never saw such a huge picture of you. I never
Let me ask you this. Have you thought about a 300ZX?
ZX?
In Canada, they call the ZX. That's where this one comes from. The beauty about getting cars from Canada is whereas if you've got a California or a Florida driven car, there'll be no salt damage.
No,
this one has salt damage for days.
Can we backtrack 1 second? I'm complaining about the car you sold me 24 hours ago, and you're trying to sell me another car now.
T-bar roof.
I don't want a T-bar. I want an engine for this Pathfinder that I paid 111 grand. Oh, no, that was the
Gino,
mileage.
Look,
I'm sorry.
We could fix an old broken down dead donkey, or we could get ourselves a new horse.
You sold me the dead donkey yesterday.
Let me take a look at the paperwork. All right. Let me see. Yesterday.
And by the way, this
Nothing
bloody
coming
tooth.
Up here.
This bloody tooth in the cup holder is freaking me out, man.
Is that, you're not picking up good calls on that?
Well, you don't pick up calls on it. It's not a James Bond fucking spy tooth.
All right, let me see what I've got.
Looks like you got it way in the back. The teeth on this thing go deep.
I've got either a 300ZX.
I don't want another car. I want you to put an engine in the car you sold me. I think the other one just fell through the rust in the
Gino,
bottom.
I heard you got a road gig this week.
Me? Yeah, I'm with my buddy Aaron Berg in Vineland, New Jersey.
How did you drive it off the lot?
You excited for that?
They towed it to my house. What's that?
You excited for that?
I'm very excited for that. It's going to be great. Me, Aaron Berg, Wendy Starling, Mike Figgs, all the with benefits, a portion of the benefits proceeding the some kind of tit foundation for people who fucking got cancer of the cans.
Why know this specific?
Who's got breast cancer?
My Aunt Olga had it, but she died. Nothing. They're doing, thank you. I don't even know what's going on in there. They're probably trying to cover up the paperwork of a fucking Nissan Pathfinder they sold me. 2000, whatever it was. I don't care because I have you, Coors Light. It's a good way to start the day. Coors Light,
I'm
coffee.
Waiting on Donnie to get here. He had a dental appointment this morning.
Who did?
Donnie.
Why did Donnie have a dental appointment?
Said he needed one of those Matt Dillon teeth put in front.
Yeah, because you yanked out one of his teeth.
Well, you are going to be a happy man, Gino.
Why?
Happiness of all happiness. I know exactly what you like. I know you need an engine now. Did not need that.
I needed it in, I assumed it would come in the car.
Well, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and your fag friends.
You can't say, how come you can say that?
Gino, let me ask you this.
Here we go.
Do I look like a skinny gay guy that's on death's door?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
I'm not. You just sold, how did I, you sold me a car with no engine.
Here we are. Get your hopes up.
Caveat emptor. Thank you, Teddy.
ZX. The ultimate in modern sports cars.
Now, why am I going to call Delaware when you're in Texas? Everyone knows 302 is Delaware.
I got connects everywhere.
What's that?
I got connects everywhere.
So that's the car.
I'm checking availability. We got it available. Now, this is next to new, Gino.
It's got 34,000 miles
on it. That's correct. You were complaining yesterday
that
the car had been driven 40 times across the country.
That would be like driving from Florida to Nova Scotia up and back 6 times.
How the fuck do you know
that? I do. This car uses gasoline, which you like.
I want to, okay. See,
it's got
now,
6 sills.
I want to say something. What does it say next to transmission? What does it say?
Tranny friendly.
Unspecified. That means that you're going to tell me there's no engine in it again. You're selling cars with no engines. What? I've never said transmission should say V6, V8 unless you're selling me another fucking car without a goddamn engine. Do you understand that?
I get it. You want an engine. All right.
I want a car with an
engine.
Don't just sell me an engine.
Let me check.
You shouldn't have to check.
It says V6, lower down.
In 1996, you're trying to sell me a 30, that's 25, that's a 23-year-old car. You're
Gino,
selling me a car.
If you were dating a 23-year-old girl right now, you'd call her next to new.
Yeah, I do. But you're selling me, this car was made before my girlfriend. I'm getting fucked by a car that's older than the girl I'm fucking. That's ridiculous.
Look. God damn it. See if you can bring up an engine or something.
Tell him about the four-wheel disc brakes.
Gino, what type of brakes do you have on that car? I sold you
no, I
want to
go
no
back.
Engine.
Is Donnie okay? It sounded like he had a lot of gauze in his mouth. Are you okay, Donnie?
He's missing a
tooth. Yeah, fine. Why?
You just don't sound as eloquent. All right.
I'll do the talking here. Four-wheel disc
brakes,
Gino.
Well, he can't talk. You ripped out his tufas.
What's that?
Nothing.
Adjustable seats.
Can we just have
Gino, do you know sometimes you're in your car, you're sitting, and then you're like, oh boy, I'm tired. I'd like to lay down and sleep in here. You could do that with these adjustable seats.
Yeah, because it's not going anywhere. The engine's not going
to
wake me up.
What close this deal today?
I don't want another car without an engine. Why don't you sell me one engine?
No accidents, no damage.
It doesn't move. You
two
can't...
previous. I've got all the service history records. Cars you get, you don't know where they came from. That one yesterday, I had to clean blood and semen out of the front seat.
What did you say?
This is a Nissan.
No, I don't
want. Low price, Gene. I'm keeping you in under $10,000 before taxes and drive-away prices.
You can't drive it away. There's an unspecified engine in it.
Where do you live? I can drive. Ooh, look at that. Nice Nissan back there. It's a little short, puggy Nissan.
I live in East Harlem.
All right, let me see what else I can do here.
I don't want to...
Fill out this paperwork. Let me know how much money you make.
I don't want a 23. I'm flat broke.
Look at that, Gino. Black. Your life would matter in this car.
I don't want this...
Oh, 4 tailpipes to fuck.
I don't want a car with no engine...
That's an engine.
Now, is that the car? Is that the same car? Is that the same car I'm looking at? Donnie?
Tell him yes.
Donnie says to tell you yes.
But no. What do you mean, tell me yes? It's like if you ask me a question, ask me.
Look at that engine. Clean, superb.
Yeah, but that doesn't look like the engine in my car.
6 V's in it.
What's that?
There's 6 V's.
6 cylinder? It's a V6 engine? Do you know how much longer you think you're gonna be doing this car gig, legit Nissan guy?
Really digging it.
Look at the seats.
Oh,
how old is that car?
Butter leather.
Jesus Christ! Look how wrinkled the seats are.
That was a badass shit back in the day, though.
That's such a bad car. Teddy remembers driving one.
There you go. Look at that premium unleaded fuel only.
They don't use the word premium anymore. No one uses that word anymore. How old is that car?
That's 23 years of age.
Does it have auto reverse on the cassette player?
I'll check. Let's see. Oh, look at that. There's a screen. Pioneer, the first of the awesome stereos.
Oh, my God.
Look at that, Gino. Have you got some discs that are small?
Pioneer stopped making...
Do ya?
What's that?
Do you have discs that are small?
CDs, they're called. CDs nuts? What's that?
Look at that!
What is that?
That's a photo I took and then glued on the dash.
Well, why would I want to... I don't want pictures.
Some people think it's a backup camera.
I don't want pictures. That's the...
Oh, look at that. There's a brake. If you're on a hill and you don't want the car to roll backwards, you can pull that up.
Is that a standard transmission?
It comes standard.
Yeah, that's why it's called standard. It means that... Are you out of your mind? I drive nothing but a stick.
Really?
Yeah, my Sonic is a stick.
Gino, do you see that little switch there? Controls these things called windshield wipers.
How many fucking things are on that one little stick?
A lot. All right,
look, I'm going to...
I'm going to throw that in.
What's that?
Steering wheel.
You're going to throw in a steering wheel? This isn't an Indy car. It
you
comes
and
with
I
a
are friends.
What's that?
I'm taking care of you.
That looks like the least comfortable.
You see that?
Yeah.
It's a roof that you can see the sun through.
It's a sunroof. I get those are T-tops. Are those T-tops?
Sure.
I don't want a car.
S-T-U.
I don't want a car. P-I-D. Those are the ugliest seats I've ever seen.
Those are comfy, worn in. You don't want that new leather that feels all itchy.
Leather doesn't itch.
Oh, look at that. There.
What? You have nothing to say about that. There's nothing to say. Do they have power windows at least? I don't even know that. I don't want this car, legit Nissan guy.
Human powered.
You really need to get him to a doctor. He lost a lot of blood yesterday. You understand that?
He did bleed somewhat, but we did clean it off these seats.
Hey, Donnie, how you doing today? You feeling okay?
Fine, why?
You just sound a little light. What did you do? It gets 19 miles a gallon. That's
good.
The sports car of sports cars.
Donnie, here's what you need to do. You need to go home, get an ice pack, just put it in your mouth and take a nap. Suck on a couple of
ice. Donnie doesn't need the day off. What Donnie needs is to close the deal on this 300ZX coupe with T-Bar.
That looks terrible.
Oh, look at that. Something looks brand new.
You know, Donnie, you could get a nasty infection if you don't keep an eye on that gaping hole
Gino,
in your mouth.
Let me ask you this. Maybe you just want to put a little bit of money down and pay me monthly, $166 per month.
I'm paying for a Nissan Pathfinder with no engine sitting in my yard.
Bring it back to me. I will take $200, knock it off this car.
I don't want...
Oh, look at those rims.
That is the worst.
Look at them.
Those tires are worth more than the car.
Lincoln Continental tires.
No. Do they?
Oh, look at that. Gino, you could see a lady taking a picture of the car.
I actually can. Now, who is that?
I don't want to say.
You should know her. Don't you? Doesn't she work on the lot with you there?
She did.
Donnie, do you know that girl?
Sarah.
Sarah! Why is it always funny? She lives in, you know, Sarah's number does start with a 302. Yeah, there you go. You got 10,000 combinations you can go through now, people.
You can see her even take... There she is taking actually, a 100,000. Picture again. You see her hips? Good childbearing hips. You see those hips? Gino.
I see them right under
what.
The Z. Right under the ZX.
What if I give you a little round with Sarah?
All right, I'm done with this car.
Look at that. You see that windshield wiper? You're thinking, why is the car backwards? No. That's a windshield wiper in the back of the car.
Yeah, it's called a rear wiper.
I know. And you know now.
I had a rear wiper the other night. He was very friendly. I
bet you did. There you go. Can't see Sarah in that picture.
Mm-mm.
See this? Gino, that thing on the back?
That's a spoiler.
No, below it.
What is that?
It's a tank where you can put gasoline.
Is there a lock on it? Because when this car was made, people were stealing gasoline. That's how old the car is. It has a lock on the gas cap.
You don't want someone siphoning your hard-earned fuel.
I believe it. I don't want your stupid car. I don't want it, legit Nissan guy. fucking the new tires.
All right, I see what you're saying here. So what's important to you is engine. You don't want a T-bar roof.
No.
You want something reliable.
I don't want another car. I want you to fucking come.
Got it. I'm hearing what you're saying.
You're not.
But I am not letting you walk out of here empty-handed today.
I wish you would.
I really won't.
I wish you
would. I like you, and I want something for you to have that you'll enjoy.
Okay. I have that. It's alcohol.
Donnie brought us something today, and I'm very excited by it.
Really? Is his... mini-stroke, and I didn't even have to say anything. Is it his necklace of teeth?
Nope.
Okay.
It is a brand new type of transportation. Now, I know you're eco-friendly. I know you're thinking, what's he going to sell me, a Prius? What's this about? Here you go, Gina.
I don't even want to see this.
Awesome mode of transport.
Here we go. That's a horse. That's a that's a horse in a
not
suit.
Not just a horse.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now.
That's a horse in a suit and a hat.
I'm going to tell you right now. I would be interested in buying this.
Now we're talking.
I've never seen a horse in a suit before. Now, is this...
Is that Charleston.
Now, let me ask you something. That's not Photoshop. That's a horse in a suit.
That's correct. He's on our back lot.
Now, who cut the holes in the hat for
this?
That was
Donnie.
What's that?
Donnie.
Donnie, did you have any trouble getting did you have any trouble getting the pants on him? He didn't kick or anything?
No, I...
I just would think putting pants on him. And where do you tailor his suit like that?
You just jerk him off first and then he's calm.
What did you say? What did you do?
I just made him calm.
Did you feed him a carrot or something?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Now, what does a horse like this go for? And does the suit make him cost more?
I'm going to tell you this, Gino. You know the money we were talking for that 300Z that you were really interested in.
I have no interest in that car whatsoever.
Beans! This horse is going to cost less.
Yeah, I would hope this horse costs...
And this horse is brand new. Is a 2019 horse GT.
It's just a horse in a
Mustang.
Suit.
Mustang. This is a Mustang GT.
I get it. It's a Mustang. It's a horse.
Yes.
How many horsepower?
782.
I would think it has one. I would think it has one. Do you understand? Do you understand what the concept of horsepower is? Do you know why it's called horsepower, legit Nissan guy?
Yes, they compare it to how many horses it would be.
So you're saying
782.
So you're saying this horse could pull 782 other horses. That's what you're telling me. You're telling me this horse, if he could, he'd be wearing a cape, not a suit.
I read it wrong. That was the price of his suit.
So what
he has one horsepower.
Thank you. And how much does the suit cost?
$782.
Okay. So how much is the horse then? $1,007. I'll give you $1,782 for this horse.
This horse is $6,500.
Why would I pay $6,500 for a horse that obviously it looks
thoroughbred,
like,
and great tasting semen?
It looks like one of his. What did you say? What did you say at the end?
I'm just quoting Donnie.
Donnie, is it me or is one of his legs broken so you put a suit on him to distract me from that? Is that why you put a suit and a tie on a horse, so you could sell me a horse I'm going to have to shoot the minute I get it home? Is that what you did?
Just because one leg's a different color doesn't mean it's broken.
It's a cast that you had to put a suit on to distract. You know what
we
you
not, look, we don't tell you what to do with the horse once you get it off the lot. This is a good-looking, fine horse.
You're going to...
Now you're holding something against him because he's wearing a white sock?
It's a cast. I'm surprised you didn't put a monkey in a cowboy hat on this thing.
Please hold.
I don't want your dying horse that can pull 782 other fucking horses. I want you to come back to New York and Fox News. It's where you belong. I want you to give up on, I'm at the point now where I hope you set yourself on fire again. Because I miss my friend. He went from breaking news to a horse
with
a broken...
You gotta give me a chance here, man. Third time's a charm.
Okay, I can't do this. All you did was put him... Those are toy monkey. I don't want a toy horse with a toy monkey on it.
You said you wanted a monkey with a cowboy hat on it. I'm giving you a monkey with a cowboy hat and a horse without a broken leg.
I was thinking a totally different picture $7,200.
I don't know. I don't. I'm not paying $7,200 for a friggin' toy horse.
That's
I could get on eBay.
That's exactly what you requested.
I did not. I said
Gino,
I was.
Let me ask you this: do I look like a brown guy that threw up in his mouth and then choked on his own vomit and then started a whole Facebook thing?
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
You're trying to sell me a fucking Plowmobile horse for $7,200.
It's a monkey with a cowboy hat on it, man.
Can I ask you one question, legit Nissan guy?
Sure. Yes, we do not have dental, as evidenced by Donnie's pain.
Why? How many cars have you actually sold to satisfied customers in the past 72 hours?
There was you yesterday.
I'm not satisfied. Did you sell? Am I the only person you've made a sale to in 3 days? Although I'm told the local dentist is making an all-time killing.
Garrett just got mangoes in a Ziploc bag.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, he should come by my place after this. Hey, wonderful. Garrett, are we on mango?
We're taking a mango in a Ziploc bag, watch.
He likes them, right, with a hot sauce on them?
He doesn't have the hot sauce. He's very upset at John. He asked where the hot sauce was. John said, I don't know.
You get right off on 42nd now. There you go, mango watch. You get right off on 42nd.
Yeah. Excuse
me, 34th.
College film.
Yeah, and it makes me feel just like I'm back home on East 104th. All right, so you got eggs and mango. I want to follow you into the shitter after this. That's going to be a fucking crime scene.
Mango watch.
Every time he shits, they play the SVU music. Kong kong
doo 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 doo. Kong kong doo 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 doo. Bow 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 chicka bow bow.
I just
two mango slices down, Gino.
Can you just come home, legit news guy?
Got a big bag of them. Let me see what else I can do.
Can you just come home? Obviously, look, you gave this selling cars thing a shot. I get it. It's not working out for you, buddy. You're made to do the news, not sell motor vehicles. God, this is a good haircut. We got to have Kenny Warren on, comedian slash guy that cuts my hair.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a bad show.
What are you talking about? Where'd you go, buddy?
I don't feel like you're very happy with this.
John's
here now. We take you now live to his family.
John, we were talking with your... I didn't know you used to run a law firm, John.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Sereno and Bears? 18777 Alley? You never heard of it?
You must have had two lines.
Yeah.
Allie, I never could get in touch with Allie.
Well, I mean, she's always out of office.
Yeah.
But she'll get back to you eventually.
Always out of office, that Allie.
All right, check out my commercial. It's really good.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah.
It's one of the most instantly recognizable ad jingles.
I didn't see you. I didn't see you in the ad jingle at all.
Sereno and Barnes injury attorneys, 800-888-887.
It said eight on there. It was all eights. It was all eights. All eights.
Have you been injured by choking on your own vomit?
Yes.
Is your ex-girlfriend a psychopath?
Yes.
You may be entitled to money in death.
Yes.
If you're injured in an accident, choosing the right law firm is crucial. Don't wait. Call eight. No matter what kind of accident.
T-Bone.
T-Bone. Choke on your own vomit.
Hey, why don't you go grab those three cars, legit Nissan guy? See if you can sell them tomorrow.
You don't pay unless they win. You have nothing to lose and everything to
gain. You're saying I sell jalopies.
I'm saying you... Saying you're not a good car salesman.
Well, I took you for a ride.
you've created twice as much business for the local dentist as you have sold cars. Do you realize that?
That is correct.
You're not a good car salesman.
All right, I'm going to take you live now. We have a breaking news story.
Oh, thank Christ.
John just laughed at his Sereno and Barnes lover.
You guys having fun in there? You enjoying yourselves? Look at these idiots. It's so stupid, this show. I love this show. Look at John. There you go. Are you happy, John?
Yeah,
that's what you missed.
Have you been raped in the workplace?
This is the second time John shows up and he's like, I'm having a great show. He's like, well, I don't even bother coming in. I'm killing it.
Fucking great. Yeah.
John, who are those people?
All right, that's my cousin Rich, my cousin Mike, this hot chick Sarah used to work for us.
Sarah's all over the goddamn place.
Yeah, man, Sarah, she's got a nice little bod.
Would you? Oh, no, you're getting married.
Definitely.
Yeah, you're
half Jewish, half Italian.
Is she?
Sweet little tight ass, yes.
Usually half Jewish, half Italian. That's a crazy mix.
That's my family. There you go.
That is your fucking family. That's. I thought you used to really have a job. Well, you did have a job once, right?
Yeah, Sereno Group at Unilever.
Sereno and Barnes. Okay. Injury attorneys, 800-888-887.
Got it. Seven. Got it. It's all good. Alex is going to be in studio tomorrow. She's stopping by with one of her friends or something.
Hey, Gino, it's me, John, man.
Hey, John.
I got a breaking news story, man.
That's great, John. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
All right, what's the story?
We have a clip of Amy Schumer's new special.
Okay, now, Amy Schumer's special, in case you're not sure, that's going to come out in the next couple days.
No, it's out now, man.
There you go. Now watch every comedian rally around her that thinks they're still in the business going like, oh, it is brilliant. It is life-changing. But we're going to show you, is this like the making of? What is it exactly? Just a clip of it?
This is a clip of her performing, man.
All right, let's get to it right now. Amy Schumer's...
A major disruption today on the major Deegan Expressway. A cow running free... through traffic before the NYPD got involved.
That bold bovine will now live out his days on a farm instead of the alternative.
Yeah, we know what that is.
Yeah, Eyewitness News reporter Michelle Charlesworth has more.
She's going to a better place, certainly better than the Major Deegan, for which she is now named, and where she was first spotted and saved from the mean streets of the city by some friendly NYPD and animal care officers. Mike Stura is saving her, taking her to an animal sanctuary.
Look at that. Now.
And even he is not sure why he called her a him.
He's going to have a great life. He's going to go be on 232 acres and... have a nice life. I'm a little winded. I'm wrestling a little bugger.
Yay! This heifer's never been better. This bovine is fine. She wasn't injured. Neither were any people
or
cars out on
the Deegan. It's unknown where
the
cow came from or how it got loose or what it did with its baby.
Police surrounded the cow, tied its legs, and carefully... then pulled it up into a trailer to go to animal care.
Gino, you know, this Friday, make sure you stop by for bovines are fine. You bring us a cow, we'll write you a ticket.
A wayward cow corralled by the NYPD on a Bronx highway is safe. It was caught at exit 6 on the Major Deegan. Here's a fun fact. My buddy, when he takes his shit, he calls it a Dugan. And one time he said I had to take a Major Dugan, and I think of that whenever I'm on the Major Deegan.
All we're saying is tune into Netflix and watch Amy work on her pregnancy material.
Oh, what is the name of the new special? I really don't pay attention to that shit.
Fatty Fat Fat.
That's not the name of it.
Chubby Chub Chubs.
No, you're just, he's taking fat slurs and saying them.
Newly woke white chick.
You're turning, ugh.
Chubba Wubba, Chubba Wubba.
I ran out of my own material halfway through my first special, it was called. No, that's a band from the 90s.
R.I. Patrice.
That's good stuff. She ran out of material halfway through her own material halfway through her first special. Then her second special she stole from Patrice, and now her third is like, I'm just going to create buzz before everyone while everyone sucks my big fat fucking dick. It's awful.
You have a fat dick?
Maybe.
Well, you would love this Nissan 300ZX.
I don't want another. That's it. I don't want any more car talk. You're coming home. We're having an intervention. I'm sending people down there.
I don't want to do news anymore. I like doing Nissans.
You sold one car to me and it
that's
sucked.
That's right, and I made a killing. Pocketed $2,500 pre-tax.
That's not a good... So how many people do you think you're going to be able to... what's the phrase?
Depends on how many suckers are born. There's one every minute.
Yes, but you can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you can't what?
I'll cover a news story for you if it makes you feel happy.
It would make me feel better.
All right.
You know what? Just like old... Just to reminisce. Just to do the shit we used to do when you used to love news.
I've got a story about a contest that happened.
A contest?
Yes.
Is it in Siberia?
Siberia.
Now, thanks for reminding me why you left the biz. Is it the first ever slapping championship?
It is about slapping.
Who has time for handshakes alone?
Slapping.
Do you have video of this?
I have whatever you need, man. I'm working. I got nothing to do here except try and get rid of this 300ZX if you're interested.
I mean, do you just sit it? So what is the difference now? So you used to come in to work here at Fox News and you'd have all these stories on your desk. Now, what's a typical day like for you, legit Nissan guy?
Roll out of bed around 11:30,
12. Out of bed? You roll out of bed?
Yeah. Shake off the cobwebs, get rid of the DTs, call home.
You check in on Dottie?
I do.
Now, how's Dottie doing? You left her back here?
Last night I was crying.
Right.
I try and pay my motel bill. I'll get up, get some ice.
Why are you living? You're living in a motel? You didn't even get a place?
That's correct.
Sounds like you're not committed to this selling car thing.
I'm very committed. I'm just living within my means right now, and this room is $19.95 a night.
So that, and you just wear the same suit and hat to work every day. Now, when you show up,
that's correct. I wash my gitch in the sink.
You call it your gitch?
Yes, my pantaloons.
Your
my
gitch?
Undergarments.
Okay. Well, your briefs.
Yeah, my briefs.
So you show up at work, you're wearing a Fox News hat, derby, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And now
I bring the microphone.
Of course you do. And do people actually come up to your desk and ask you if they could buy a car from you?
I'm off the interstate. I'm not going to lie. Location, location, location. We don't have it. We don't have it. We don't have it.
I've never done a legit
very poor location. Motel is pretty sad. I've been eating chips out of the concession
that
machine.
Seems sad. I'm doing a legit news guy.
Salted crisps.
I'm doing a legit news guy impersonation. It's harder than you. All right, forget it. Look, just come home. Just tomorrow.
Can't do it. You know what they say. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
They don't say that about, where are you, somewhere in Texas?
Yes.
They say that about New York.
Hmm?
They say if you can make it here in New York, you can make it anywhere.
Well, then why aren't I making it here?
In Texas, they're like, come for the heat, stay for the racism. That's what Texas is.
So you're telling me I need to be more hot and racist?
No, I'm saying you need to come home. I'm saying you got to come back here.
Hang on. Donnie.
You think he's going to buy that monkey?
What's that?
The monkey. Or can I put it back?
Yeah. Let me ask. Are you into the monkey?
Dottie, I don't want the monkey. Go see a doctor. You're probably going to fucking get a fever. You had a tooth pulled out by a pair of pliers, and I'm guessing automotive pliers. I don't think... I'm gonna tell you a little something, Donnie. I don't think legit Nissan guy sterilized them. He probably grabbed them from a guy in an overalls. They're probably covered in oil, grease, and whatever the fuck else funk you find in a car. Don't worry. There's nothing from a car engine on them because you don't have them there. And then he yanked out your tooth. You are probably dying of some kind of infection right now, and you're trying to sell me a monkey.
No, my tooth's fine. My tongue's a little swollen now, but that...
You need to go to a doctor. You need to get as far from this man as possible. He set a pregnant woman on fire to fucking avoid having to pay a $200 abortion. And you're letting the guy pull out your teeth with pliers that a guy probably was using on a fucking car two minutes before.
I don't think he's gonna buy.
All right, we're putting the monkey back. Monkey back in its cage.
I'm worried sick. Thanks, about Donnie. You, Donnie.
All right, he's slapping contest, which happened in Siberia.
Siberia. Thank now, you. Here's let me tease this before you show the video. Hellos are casual. Who needs any of that when you can give your partner a good old slap instead? In this Siberian city, men demonstrate physical prowess with the first ever slapping championship in Krasnoyarsk. I studied it. As documented thoroughly on Russian social media. Do you have the video? Show the top video.
We've got video.
The challenge is... Watch this. Oh, my God. He's done. Watch. He's like, all right, now it's my turn. Now it's my turn. I'm okay. Doesn't he collapse? Look at him. Show it again. Show it again. Watch this. He's like, I'm fine. Oh. Oh. Come here, Kate. Come here, Kate. Here you go, Kate. No? Only a tall box stands between the competitors to offer support and balance after each smack. Unlike sports like boxing.
Gino, let me read you some of the comments.
Okay.
Tucson Synopti. ham, box.
Hey, legit new.
That's
a different language. You can translate it.
Ha, Siberian power show.
That's Cyrillic. It's Russian. Oh my God. Let me ask you something.
Rapey, Asio,
okay,
Hovby,
Umansa,
red question mark.
Oh. You know you can go to Google Translate.
Akakni bak bahamnach.
Now, you can just go Google Translate Cyrillic to English.
Sorry, what?
Let me ask you this. How much do you think, so you go through
monkey.
This.
I think he's back on board. Gino, what's it going to take for you to walk out of here today with Mr. Jingles on top of Mini Stallion?
Hold on, I got to get the hat.
Okay, he's getting the hat.
You really need to get Donnie to a doctor. Unfortunately, I don't think you have any vehicles there with engines.
He's running a fever and he's got a rash on his arms.
You pulled it. Can I ask you something? Where did you get those pliers you used to pull his tooth out yesterday?
The oil lube and filter shop.
So they're just covered in... like toxic chemicals.
Tasted like pennies.
He's not, you know what? Here's what you need to do. You need to go on fucking monster.com and get a new fucking assistant, because I give him about 24 hours. By the way, how much do you think you win if you win that slapping contest and get your face slapped like 7, 8, 10 times? How much money does the winner get?
$50.
30,000 ruble.
That's great.
How much is that in American?
Well, that's probably enough to get you inside of a Nissan.
$470. You are getting your face knocked out. I bet if you were to slap Donnie on the side of the face where the tooth came out, he would faint in excruciating pain.
Give me one second.
Okay. Just try it. He'll let you do it. Donnie, you ready? Oh, I want to try an experiment.
What's that?
What side of your mouth did the tooth come out of?
The right side.
I think you sound really drowsy, Tony. Are you okay?
My wife.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to just face a legit Nissan guy, and he's going to slap you as hard as he can on the right side, okay?
Why?
Well, it's just, and he's going to, you know, there'll be a little something extra in your paycheck this week.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here you go. Give it to him, legit.
He's still standing.
Yeah, how's that? Was that okay?
Now my cheek hurts a little more than my tooth.
Did you want me to try again?
Yeah, I mean, really, really get your whole body into it.
I think you hit the wrong side this time.
I did hit the wrong side.
You're hitting the right side.
Hang on, let me try again. I'll count it down this time so he's prepared for it.
Okay, I want you to do me a favor before you hit him. Take a look.
Yes?
Now, the right side of his face, does it look slightly swollen, maybe discolored, yellowish?
Yes.
Yeah.
You
know why?
You have to look at me to tell.
You know why? Here's why. Here's why. Because he's got an infection growing from inside.
I actually looked at him. That's how real it is.
He's got an infection inside his mouth, and it's growing out, so it's going to swell. Tomorrow it's going to probably be pussy and everything, but just really lay into that side. You probably won't feel it because it's so soft and mushy. So soft and mushy from the swelling, okay? So plant your feet, pivot with your hips, and just lay into the right side
of it. All right, I'm going to do it. This time I'll count down so he's prepared for it. I will count to three before doing the slap.
Hit him on two.
One, two... three.
Donnie? Is he okay? Donnie? John, what happened to Donnie?
Just patch me in, John.
I'm going to patch you through to John, who's going to patch you through to Donnie. Patch you through. Goodbye, Garrett.
Okay.
All right, here we go, guys.
Here we go.
I don't know if you're going to want to see Donnie right now, but here you go. Donnie, you ready for this?
Okay.
Do it.
Man, you really got slapped, bro. It was like two nice
vaginas. Donnie, is it possible your face is so infected that your eyes are swollen and you can't even see out of them?
Who said that?
All right, here's the thing, Donnie. You got to get as far from legit news guys, niece, whatever. Just get away from the guy in the hat. You can't. You can't even see. You need to have someone come and usher you to a surgeon. Okay. You need to be on antibiotics.
Gino, quick question.
By the way, the right side of the mouth is swollen. That's pretty good work there, guys.
Do I come down to your job and slap the dicks out of your mouth?
No, no.
Then why are you trying to fuck me?
Can we go back 1 second to our boy Donnie?
Hang on.
Donnie, why do you have so many lamps?
To see better.
You can illuminate the place all you want. Your eye, it's not that the room is dark. Your eyes have swollen shut from an infection that is raging through your body. Do you understand that?
From what?
From having your tooth pulled out with a pair of pliers from an automotive shop.
He wants the 2010 Pathfinder.
Gina.
With the Bluetooth.
If I put the Bluetooth on the pony and the monkey with the hat, are you in?
I want you to take him. If you take him to a doctor, I'll buy the pony. If you take Donnie to the doctor, I will give you $100 for the monkey on the play pony.
One moment.
$100, you're not going to get it. That's the only sale you're going to make today.
Donnie, he said if I take you to the doctor, and he didn't specify that I have to take you inside.
So you got to take him inside. A doctor has to see him.
Bitch.
Do you have healthcare there, Donnie?
Sure. Yeah, we cover it.
Donnie,
you look
really...
for the census?
Donnie, you look really bad.
Look, here's the thing. Since I can't see, I've been stubbing my toe a lot. So I'll just go in and say, my toe hurts.
Donnie.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Donnie to the doctor. You have a deal. I did not know he had that many lamps. An insane amount of lamps.
It's unsettling.
He thought he had to turn those all on.
Okay. Now, here's the catch. I will give you the money tomorrow.
He didn't know his eyes are swollen shut. He is a trooper.
Now, tomorrow, I will
give... his teeth in the urinal.
I will give you that money when I see a receipt with an actual doctor.
No, not tomorrow. Today. Now. Right now.
I'm going to need
this. I need that 100 up front.
I'm going to... No, because you won't take him to... He's blind. You'll take him to John, and John will
take
him. The doctor.
Right now. Watch. Hang on.
Check's coming next week. Ridiculous.
All right. It's happening.
What's happening?
I'm taking him there now.
To a doctor.
Need the hundo.
Gonna Venmo you the hundo. Here you go.
Send over the hundo.
Venmo.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Donnie, let's get in the vehicle.
There, I'm sending you the hundo.
Got
sent.
It.
Because I have legit Nissan guy on my Venmo. I do. We should set up a Venmo for a legit Nissan guy. I guarantee we'd make money from these fucking crazy fans.
Let me ask you this before we get there. Have you tried rubbing vitamin C on it?
No. You're not allowed to try some home remedy.
What about ginkgo biloba? Have you tried that?
That's for your brain. It's for your memory. And I think Johnny.
All right. Hello, my friend here stubbed his toe into the workplace, and he believes he has an infection running through his teeth, ears, nose, eyes, because I think he had accidentally eaten some pliers.
No, my toe hurts.
Oh, his toe hurts as well. Yeah. Yes.
Why are you... They're going to see... They're not looking at his face right now.
They've got him in a bed, Gene.
Isn't good.
Donnie, why do you have so many lamps at home?
To see better.
That is a good answer.
What is...
I hate hospitals myself, frankly.
So they already put him on a heart monitor?
That's correct.
Do you understand that's how bad he looks? You took him in, you said, I want to see his toe, and they said, oh my God, put this guy on a gurney.
Pretty sure they do that with everybody.
No, they don't. They don't do that with
everybody.
To get me off my toe.
That's correct.
Okay, well, they seem to have you on a heart monitor. Your turn. I tell you, it's better than...
It is the toe, Gino. Just to clarify, there's no issue with the mouth. I just spoke with the doctor. They said no problem with the
Can
pliers,
I speak with... Can
the
I
eyes,
speak with...
No infection. They just think maybe his sight's up.
Now, what is that I'm listening to? Oh, my God. They're doing the... Oh, I hate it. I
think they're just working on the toenails.
No! That's a dentist drill. They're trying to fix his fucking abscess tooth infection. They looked at him and immediately said, this guy's face is fucked up. You didn't even spring for friggin'... Yo, did you spring for anesthesia for the guy? He's not doing well. Now I feel bad. I feel bad sending him to this guy. I feel bad. Donnie, are you... Donnie? Oh, he's not good. He's not good. You gotta get him out of there. Oh, my God! Oh, God! Who knew this was coming when they opened the bin with a heart monitor? Donnie! Donnie! Legit Nissan guy? He's dead. Sounds like Donnie died. You know why? Because when you have a guy who doesn't know how to sell cars, pulling teeth with pliers, people are going to get friggin' sick and infected. Is anyone there? Anyone? Oh, there you go. Little Sarah McLachlan. You know I love that. Not going to complain about that, people. Okay. Should we show a picture of Donnie? Should we show a picture of Donnie? It'd probably be a fitting tribute. I wonder who gets all those lamps now. I wonder who gets all the lamps. You know, he really looked like the guy had a lot to live for. Look at this guy. Well, maybe this will help legit Nissan guy realize he needs... Yeah, Stairway to Heaven, I get it. That's fantastic. Didn't do a single. Look at all those books.
Do you not feel any guilt?
Me?
For killing Donnie.
I didn't kill Donnie.
You're the one that made us take him to the goddamn hospital.
Yeah, you get the fucking camera off Berg when he's yelling like legit news guy. Because he was dying.
He was fine until you made us take him to the hospital.
He was delirious.
You son of a bitch. He was a good walker.
He was dying of an infection. He couldn't even see. You think his swelling in his eyes is just going to go down? All the lamps in the world. The guy was so... He might have been retarded, by the way. His eyes swelled up, and he bought three lamps. That is not the action of a sane person.
I am angered at you. You come in. This all started because you goddamn need an engine.
I need
all right,
a car.
Get this down. Wait. Who's gonna get this down?
You need to call Dottie.
Hey.
You need to call Dottie. You need to come home to Dottie. That's the way this went. This is just another check. Every time you leave a news job, somebody dies. Do you understand?
It's just sad because you don't realize.
We had a pregnant woman
close to you. How sad you become.
We've had a pregnant woman burnt to death in a fire, and now we had a guy fucking die of a fucking nasal infection. Thanks to you. You're the consistent character in all these deaths.
I'm just here to goddamn bring you the news and Nissans, man.
You gotta come home. You're leaving a trail of destruction in your wake, okay? It's over. Do it for Donnie. Come home.
In memory of Donnie, we're making up some dolls.
By the way, I expect that monkey and the horse in my apartment tomorrow.
If you go now to compoundmedia.com, you can buy the Donnie doll. We'll be selling these in memoriam of Donnie. All proceeds go
to... By the way, I've never heard of someone flatlining because they were having their tooth worked on. Can I get one of those lamps, too? Send me a lamp.
This Friday, Vineland, New Jersey, Gino, Aaron, Wendy, Mike Figgs. All proceeds go to help save Gino Santaga's life.
She's already dead. She died already.
From what?
Cancer.
No.
Would you send it to the hospital too early?
April 1st, Comedians of the Compound. Don't miss that either. I will see you Friday.
You got blood on your hands, Mino.
You gotta come home. Morning is next, people. Stick around.